Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The New South Wales Joint Counter-Terrorism Team is investigating last night's attack at a Western Sydney church. A 16-year-old boy is under police guard in hospital after allegedly stabbing a priest during a live-streamed sermon. A spokesperson from the Lebanese Muslim Association says Australia doesn't need any more senseless violence.
Hopefully, common sense will prevail. We're also asking for the police to protect all places of worship. We're worried that, you know, there may be attacks on all forms of faith.
Victoria Police are investigating a possible poisoning at a health retreat. A 53-year-old woman has died. She became ill after drinking a mushroom-based drink in Clunes, north of Ballarat, on Saturday. Two others were taken to hospital. Cricket great Michael Slater has been denied bail after a string of domestic violence charges. The ex-Aussie opener is accused of stalking, assault and breaching a court order. Slater will remain in custody until his next hearing in late May. It's been a fiery day at the Senate inquiry into supermarket pricing. Woolworths CEO Brad Banducci is blaming recent higher prices on their suppliers, but says they remain loyal.
There are about 12,500 fruit and veg businesses in Australia. We work with about 350 of those. For those 350, 80% of them have been with us for more than 10 years, so they're very deep, long relationships.
Briefly, unions and employers are close to a deal that could let Aussie workers take double their amount of annual leave, but at half pay. In sport, Saints coach Ross Lyon says Max King is a slim chance to face the Bulldogs on Thursday night. King still nursing a knee injury from Saturday's loss to the Giants.
More unlikely than likely. No structural damage. He's going to move today. If he moved today, well, but he'd have to give me confidence that he's right to go.
And surfing legend Kelly Slater has announced his retirement from full-time competition. The 52-year-old lost a heat at the Margaret River Pro today, missing the World Surf League cut. He was knocked out by world number one Griffin Colapinto.